Hello and welcome to the Context Machine, episode 655. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm Jeff Gamet. Please check us out on our new home, contextmachine.io, which isn't exactly new anymore, but that's still what's in the script.
And you can use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on Mastodon at Context Machine. Or if you want, you can send us an email at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. And I promise you, we check that address at least once a quarter.
Right. You know, we were doing so great. I never know how you're going to lead into the show. And I always try and follow in context.
Yes, yes. You're very good at that.
And it sounded like something... I'm telling myself it sounded like something we'd actually rehearsed, and then we got all the way to the end, and then you blow it.
Well, yes. Also, have you met me?
Well, I mean, yeah. So I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is that iPad commercial. So Apple had its iPad media event this week.
Yeah, the Let Loose event.
The Let Loose event. Is that what it was called? I had no idea.
I've been on a couple shows already, so.
Oh, fair enough. That's by the way, did you feel like all of the Apple logos at the very beginning of that were all AI generated?
No.
I did.
Interesting.
And I feel like I thought that when, and then I thought that Apple was going to say, "Oh, and we're doing this generative AI thing."
So that'll be at WWDC if they say that.
100%. That ends up being the case that we're told that the new iPad Pro in particular does all this, you know, has all this AI processing power. The end. But when I first saw the beginning of this video, I thought that was going to be the case. And so that was definitely feeding my predilection towards thinking that it was, in fact, AI generated.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fair.
But I do feel like it was generative AI.
Here's my hypothesis on it. They created all those graphics of the Apples using Adobe's Creative Cloud tools, and then continued to use Adobe's tools probably to animate them the way they did, and there you go.
All right, fair enough.
Then dumped them into Final Cut Pro so they could say that they used their own tools to create the video.
Yeah, and we don't. I don't have an answer for this, by the way, folks. I just gave you one. We don't have a definitive answer.
Mostly pedantic.
It's. Anyway, whatever. So during the event, we saw, I think that was a commercial for the iPad Pro, specifically the Pro.
Correct. Yep.
And you have all of these things, all of these artsy things and these
creative tools.
Creative tools.
Resources.
And they get smashed and smashed into an iPad Pro. And that's caused a bit of blowback from a wide variety of people.
And I was quite surprised at the level of vitriol that Apple has received over that ad. If any company is going to get slammed for an ad they make, it's going to be Apple because that's what people love doing. But yeah, people were really not happy with that ad.
Yeah, I have a small amount of empathy for that unhappiness. I mean, okay. I don't get me wrong. I feel like these same people should be up in arms about OpenAI and all of the other generative AI tools that are out there. All the LLMs. I feel like these people should be up in arms about that if they want to get pissy about creatives.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but I'm with you there. I have a little bit of empathy for this notion that Apple, the tech giant, is just smashing all of these things into its tech toy. And because that's essentially the nature of the blowback. Would you agree?
That's a lot of the blowback that I've seen. Other people saying that at a time when AI and LLM tools are being used to replace actual artists, that it's tone deaf for Apple to create an ad where all of that creativity can be put into an iPad, and then that replaces the creative artist. That's the other thing that I've heard, and
I have a little bit of empathy for that. But again, I would have a lot more empathy if it was being aimed at the LLM creators, the LLM regurgibot makers is a better way of putting that.
That's right. Regurgibot. That's the word that you created on our last show.
Yes. Me, an actual creator.
Yeah. Look at us creators.
Yes.
So my take wasn't that Apple was destroying our creative tools and giving us an iPad instead. Or that AI is replacing us as creatives and it's represented through this ad. My take was Apple is taking all these things that we see as creative and giving us a new way to be creative.
This is just
a new tool.
Yeah, that's that gives what Apple
wants. Wide diversity in creativity.
That's what Apple intended the message to be. Are you telling me you can't see, you don't have any empathy for people who take it the other way?
I have empathy for them. I'm just not taking it that way. I mean, I can appreciate that people are upset. And when elements are pointed out where they're like, look, they're destroying these musical instruments. And in their mind, it's Apple is crushing your tools. Use this tool instead. I was interpreting it as Apple is compressing all of these creative options into a place where they're all available to you.
Okay, so again, you took it the way Apple meant it, but not everyone did.
But not everyone did.
I accept your apology.
And I hear my mom calling. I think the blowback that Apple's received over this ad is not appropriate. Like, it's over the top.
It's the DOJ going after Apple for iBooks and leaving Amazon's Kindle to run roughshod over everything. I feel like it's exactly analogous to that. I feel like Apple's getting all the hate that should be spent on many other players.
All right, so I agree. And here's the thing. I found out just a little while ago that, in a manner of speaking, this is a copycat ad. I believe it was Samsung made a similar ad a couple years ago.
Really?
And Samsung did not get the blowback.
Well, fair enough. But I mean, is that really the takeaway that we want to come with this? Is that Apple ripped off Samsung and Samsung didn't get blowback?
I'm just tossing data out there.
Plus,
you can do with it as you please.
Plus, we didn't have the generative AI issue 2 years ago. It certainly wasn't simmering in the public conscious.
That's true.
consciousness. And
would it have helped if at the end of the commercial, if there had been like a little subtext line that said, no creative tools were actually damaged in the creation of this video? Because that was CGI.
Yeah, of course it was
CGI. Apple didn't actually have a big press where they put all of these things on it and crushed it down and had it all happen the way it did.
That was all CGI. Thank you for explaining that, Dr. Gamut.
Hey, there are people that think Apple actually destroyed pianos and camera lenses.
I see. Right. And I had another point. It's right there. It's right.
But you can't remember it? Well, then in that case, I accept your apology.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. All right. Enough of that. So iPad Pros. Do you want to talk about the Air?
How about if we give people the quick rundown of the Air?
Oh, and yeah, sure.
Here's how I like to describe it. On Tuesday, Apple said, we have this brand new iPad Air. And they could have wrapped it up by super fast and just moved on by saying, this is the iPad Pro you were buying on Monday.
Yeah,
because that's mostly what it is. Now, granted, it doesn't have Face ID. It uses Touch ID instead. And the Face ID camera has been put on the landscape side. And so it's been moved. So it's in the same place as it is on the iPad 10. But other than that, it's pretty much exactly the iPad Pro that was on sale up until the event started. There you go.
Right.
There's your iPad Air. Oh, at a lower price point and the
larger footprint too. For the first time ever, we've got the large Air, 13 inch.
Yeah. So you have the 11 inch and 13 inch iPad Air at really good prices.
Yeah. Really good prices.
It's a very compelling iPad. And I think for a lot of people that want more than the iPad 10, that This is a really sweet spot for the iPad.
Yeah, I very much think so too. And as someone who uses the previous generation of iPad Pro, the new iPad Air is going to be great because I believe the new iPad Air is also lighter than the previous Pro. Pretty sure it is. I don't know that. That's definitely a vibe. I don't have
all the specs in front of me, but okay. Let's go with it. It just feels good.
all right. So anyway, that's the iPad Air. Great. Yay. If you need it, get it. like I don't think you can go wrong with the Air.
I agree. I think that is a killer iPad right there.
Right. So, then there's the iPad Pro, which gets the brand new M4.
Right. This is the only device currently that has an M4 processor in it.
Right. Which is kind of exciting. And it is doing OLED, right? It's doing a special OLED.
Yes, it's called Tandem OLED. So what they did is they took two OLED layers and put them together.
I thought it was three.
No, it's two.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I thought it was three.
I accept your apology. But anyhow, so it's two layers. And I'm horrible. I just blow you off and keep going. But in this case, I actually am right. So it's okay for me to do that. So the two OLED layers and so you end up with this display that's brighter and potentially has a wider color range. So you get, what is it? 1,000 nits for SDR and HDR. So that's pretty bright.
Yep.
But when it's doing peak HDR, that's 1600 nits. Hmm. So for a display, especially on a portable device. This is bright.
Yes. It is bright.
So super nice display. The camera has been moved to the landscape side. So now all of Apple's current iPads that are not a mini model have the camera on the side.
And the mini wasn't updated, I don't think.
Mini was not updated. So yeah, it's still iPad mini 6.
It's still got the A15. Which is funny because the iPad still has the A14.
Yeah, and my third gen iPad Pro still has an A12X Bionic, and I don't feel like Apple is even taking advantage of the full horsepower of that. And here we are, all the way up to the M4.
Yeah, fair enough. And Apple made it clear that the iPad Pro's M4 is chock full of AI processing potential.
Yeah, so they pointed that out and then reminded us that, oh, by the way, all of our M-series processors are chock full of AI potential, and everyone else is just now getting on board with having the tech in their chips for that. We've been doing it for years.
Right, and then there was absolutely mum on the details what that will be, because that's going to come during WWDC.
Which makes sense.
Yep.
Because that's going to involve iOS, iPadOS, and macOS updates.
Right.
Oh, I want to share with you one of the things that I thought was so fracking Apple about the new iPad. So they're talking about the design and how the pieces fit together. And then they mention that the Apple logo on the back of the new iPad Pro is copper. Basically, what they're doing was telling us that they actually designed the Apple logo on the back of the iPad to be a heatsink.
Right.
I just thought that was super cool.
That is super cool. I hadn't considered it that way. And now that you said it, yeah.
Here's something that they took away, that wide angle camera on the previous iPad Pro, it's gone. So it's now back to a single camera on the back, but it still has the LiDAR and stuff. It's just one camera. And I'm betting some people are going to say, oh, I can't believe they took that away. But my guess is that since Apple knows how we really use our devices, they realize that
no one's using it.
No one's using it. It's not worth the cost to put it in there. Take that money for that and put it into something else in the device.
Right. I'm frankly sure that that's the case. All right. So here I have a question for you.
Okay.
The nano texture glass, first of all, is only available if you get a terabyte of storage or 2 terabytes of storage. If you're getting the 256 meg or 512 meg iPad Pro, you cannot get
gig.
You what?
Keep going. You said meg instead of
I
gig.
I did. That's okay. Wow.
I've done it more than once as well.
Wow. Anyway, you cannot get it. If you're getting the 256 gigabyte or the 512 gigabyte, see, I'm perfect, device, you cannot get the nano texture glass. And we don't know why. I suspect that's a margin issue, but I'm with you on that. I can't prove that. So my question is, do I want the nanotexture glass? Because here's an interesting thing. So my iPad Pro, which I've had since, I think I probably got it I think it was shipped to me the first day that it was available. So I've had it for a little while. And I'm using all of under 200 gigs of my terabyte of storage. So I realized that I don't need a terabyte of storage on my iPad Pro, which frankly is kind of hard to accept because of course I need a terabyte of storage, except that I don't. Anyway, so I was like, okay, great. I'm just going to get a 512 gig and still have more space than I need. But I can't get the nanotexture glass. So the question is, do I want the nanotexture glass? And I'm hoping that you know the answer to this.
I can help you come to your decision. And here's the deal. The nanotexture glass is going to make a huge difference in reflectivity on the surface of this iPad. So it's not going to be one of those things where you see the regular glass and the nanotexture glass side by side and think, yeah, okay, I can see that. You're going to look at them and be like, holy crap, that's a thing. That's significant. So if the glare on your glass really bothers you, then this is something to keep in mind when you're making that choice.
I don't know that I've ever really been bothered. Either that or I've learned how to cope with it.
Well, it's what we've always had, so it's what we've always used.
Is this the first one? I thought nanotexture glass.
This is the first iPad with a nanotexture glass. You can get the Apple display with nanotexture.
Right, and I didn't do that either. And I kind of wish I had.
I think on your display that you made a mistake not getting the nanotexture there.
Yeah, I agree.
So here's the thing with the nanotexture on the iPad, especially if you're using a stylus, an Apple Pencil or another stylus. We don't know yet how well the nanotexture is going to hold up. Is it going to show over time marks and scratches or get buffed out where you're using the stylus all the time? I don't know. I would like to think that's actually not going to be an issue because this is something that's part of the glass. It's not like a coating on it. It's actually like etched into the glass.
That would be a grave oversight by Apple if it was an issue.
Right. And I'm assuming it's not, but we haven't seen these in the wild. They haven't been used for 6 months or a year. So we don't know yet.
I'm thinking that a visit to the Apple store is appropriate.
I agree. You should look at these and then make that choice. Now, here's what I'm going to do whenever I get around to getting one of these, because I'm feeling like the new iPad Pro, we're finally at the point where this is a reasonable upgrade from
my... It's so thin, man.
It's so thin, yep.
I mean, the iPad Pro has always been a big device.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a thick, heavy device, and I found that worth it. I found it, I mean, not worth it because I needed the power of the Pro. Because I didn't need the power of the Pro. But, you know, it was the battery life and the other features, the other capabilities of the Pro were worth that weight, but now Apple's turned that on its head. Now the most powerful iPad is like the lightest. Actually, I don't even know if it's the lightest.
It weighs less than the iPad Air.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Now, after the event ended, I saw on various social medias the usual comments, people saying that what we really want is longer battery life, but instead Apple gives us thinner and lighter. In this case, thinner and lighter, I think, is appropriate because this is a big slab.
Yeah, and I agree.
Making it weigh less, I think, is super appropriate.
I in particular, because I read all my books on my iPad, mm-hmm. and I read at night, I absolutely like, I mean, I get people saying that what we need is more battery power and Apple's giving us thinner and lighter, but like you, I think that I'm glad that Apple has sort of transitioned to that phase of Apple product design for the iPad Pro.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And do we know how much battery life it has?
10 hours.
Ooh, that's it?
Now, I don't know if that's 10 hours while you're watching movies over cellular, but that's one of the numbers that came out.
Do we have
to Apple's website?
Yeah.
We could probably find out what the battery life is listed as, but that would involve actually doing something.
Oh, I've been scrolling through Apple's site this whole time.
Oh, okay, great. At least one of us has some notes up.
Well, notes. I don't know. That's maybe a little bit generous.
Well, I mean, for us,
you were anything if generous.
Well, thank you. All right, Brian. So, bringing it back to the nanotextured glass.
Yeah, no, we're not done. We're not done with the battery.
Well, why don't you look that up? And while you're looking that up, I'll talk about the glass a little bit more. And by the time I'm done talking about the glass, you'll have that battery number figured out for us. And if you can't find it on the website, then shame on Apple. But also, maybe Google can be your friend. Here's the deal.
I've got it right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So battery, power and battery. The 11-inch, and that's the only one that matters because that's the only one I'm interested in. It is a built-in 31.29 watt-hour rechargeable lithium polymer battery. That doesn't actually tell us anything. Up to 10 hours of surfing the web on Wi-Fi or watching video. So up to 10 hours of use. Wi-Fi plus cellular use is up to 9 hours of surfing the web using your cellular data network. So I think what we really need is to know what the battery is on the third one, right? Third generation? That's going to be a good comparison.
The third generation is way old. The previous iPad Pro was what, sixth generation, I think? Yeah. All right. Well, while you look that up, here's what I'm doing when I'm speccing out what looks like a reasonable iPad Pro for me. I'm looking at the 13-inch because I'm using it for art and video editing. And I will actually go with the regular glass, not the nanotexture glass. And that's because I really, really like using rock, paper, pencil, which is a screen protector, and Apple Pencil tip combo. It works so well for me. It cuts that glare out, but then it gives me the tactile feedback that I need to feel more like I'm working with a traditional pen.
Right, I get that.
Paper.
Yeah, I definitely have issues when trying to use the pencil and just feeling slick.
The nanotexture, the regular Apple Pencil tip will probably feel a little bit better, but I expect. Because the texture is so small that it'll still feel slick, and my third gen iPad Pro, it has 512 gig for storage, and like you, I'm using maybe half of it, maybe, so I'll end up getting the same storage. Knowing full well that if I actually need more, it'll probably be for video. And since I can use an external drive for video storage and editing, I'll just do that.
Okay. So the I believe 2022 is the year introduced for the iPad Pro 11-inch fourth generation.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that was the previous generation. And it had battery 28.65 watt hour rechargeable lithium polymer battery, which is less than this new thin iPad, which has 31.29 watt hour of power.
Okay.
So, and it too was rated 10 hours of surfing the web. So it's rated the same, 10 hours of web or video on Wi-Fi and 9 hours of web, not or video, but 9 hours of web using cellular data. So the exact same practical estimates with a smaller battery, like a 10% smaller battery,
mm-hmm.
in the fourth generation compared to the new one. And yet the new iPad Pro is just super light.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating.
Well, part of that's the M4 processor. And
it weighs less. 1.03 pounds. And mm-hmm. that down to 0.988 pounds. So not a ton of difference.
And thinner.
And thinner, a lot thinner.
Yeah, the generation numbers on the iPad Pro lineup are not in sync.
Right.
So
because we have the 11-inch, it started over at generation one, essentially, when we went from 10 point.
Because we went from the 10-inch to the 11-inch on the iPad Pro.
Right.
So as of today, we're now at the fifth generation iPad Pro 11-inch, which is an M4 processor, and seventh generation 13-inch iPad Pro with an M4 processor.
Right. Okay, so what were you going to say about the textured glass?
I'm feeling like if you want to use an alternative stylus or yeah, if you want to use anything other than the tip that comes with an Apple Pencil, or if you want to use a different stylus, then I would be concerned about damaging the nano texture on the glass.
Mm. But not because you know that there's an issue with that.
Correct. I do not know, but it's a concern that I have. And since I already know what feel I really like on my iPad, I'm going to stick with that.
All right. Fair. Well, you're a vibes-based show. It's always been the case.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So anyhow, AstroPad, that's what their rock, paper, pencil, that's what's going to go on my iPad. It's what's on my current iPad. And that also comes with a tip, an alternate Apple Pencil tip that has this little metal bit on the end. And I would be very concerned about that damaging the nano texture.
Well, so you're saying that, and you haven't even tried anything with the new nano texture.
That is absolutely correct. I have not even seen it on the iPad in person because that won't be available to see in stores until May 15th.
Well, okay. Tell me that you're going to try it before you start slapping textures on there.
I'm going to go look at these. Like, I'm not buying one today. But I know what it is that I want, at least as of today. I will go look at the nano texture in the store and see what I think. I can't make a final decision until I've checked out what Apple has in person.
All right, fair enough. So, by the way, we should mention that delivery dates have already been starting to push out. So like a nano glass terabyte space black iPad Pro is currently like June 26th delivery date for me.
Mm-hmm. How about regular glass?
For that was let me get it. Let me get up here. Regular glass terabyte was June 12th, so 2 weeks earlier. And when I jumped down to like a half a terabyte or a half a meg.
You know, right, half a meg.
Depending on who you are. That was currently for me showing the end of May, so even faster. And what I haven't looked for, though, is a courier delivery because they're not wanting to show me that.
All right. Let's see. So I'm looking to see right now what will happen if I were to buy one of these.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those were Wi-Fi cellular.
Okay. So I'm looking at Wi-Fi only, regular glass, 512, and let's see. So let's see what would happen if we do that. And then
while you're looking, a terabyte Wi-Fi not cellular is end of May. So definitely faster.
Yeah, but still pushed out. Show delivery and pickup details.
Hmm. Top men.
What I'm seeing is, how about if I say for some configurations that are not nano glass or nano texture glass that you can pick up in store on May 15th or 16th. So launch day, or you can pick up within a day or two of launch.
Oh, depending yeah.
Depending on the model you get.
Yeah. So I'm seeing May 15th at Apple Valley Fair. That's the store that's near me. That's for $256. 512, May 15th. 1 terabyte is currently unavailable for pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is interesting. Nano glass terabyte, July. Oh, July 8th. Ooh. June 26th delivery or July 8th.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, apparently Apple sold some of these things.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
This ties in really well with something you posited a long time ago, if Apple wants to sell a product, all they need to do is this one crazy thing, make new models.
Yeah, okay. To be fair, since I was saying that, when I was saying that, Apple wasn't releasing new models tons of things.
That's fair. That's true.
And now Apple is, and it turns out they tend to sell. Who knew?
Meh. Well, you did. You told them.
That's true.
I told all of us.
I did. So like it seemed like I want to say in retrospect, 2 or 3 years, the only new things that we were getting every year were iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like we would go, 2 to 3 years with between Mac models and even some iPad models. And that was a frustrating time. Those were dark times.
Dark times indeed. Hey, we need to talk about the Apple Pencil Pro.
Oh,
that was right. The other big hardware announcement.
Right. And you do need the iPad Pro for the newest Apple Pencil.
You need the M2 iPad Air or the M4 iPad Pro.
Right.
And even with all of the other really interesting things that they've done with these new iPads, the big selling point for me for potential upgrade is the new Apple Pencil.
Hmm. Okay, why?
So it takes the things that we already have in the current Apple Pencil, but then it builds on that. So now you have a haptic feedback that's built into the pencil that you get when you use the new squeeze gestures. Then it adds in a new gesture, which is called the barrel roll. So I feel obligated to do this because there's a subset of people that will totally love it. Do a barrel roll.
Which game is that from?
I can't remember. The one with the rabbit. Anyhow, it's from the 90s, kids.
Okay.
Anyhow, so they've taken the Apple Pencil and added in more features that make it more useful as a professional art and creative design tool. And adding the hover feature in, which we got with the previous iPad Pro, I mean, that was a nice thing. And I looked at it and I'm like, yeah, this is bringing us a lot closer to what I can do with a Wacom tablet. So that's cool. But now we have that plus the barrel roll, plus the squeeze gestures with haptic feedback. And I'm feeling like Apple is really getting us to a point where for many people, this is a legit alternative to using a Wacom tablet with her Mac.
All right.
And
I do feel compelled to point out that you can still use the Apple Pencil USB-C. That's the previous new Apple Pencil with the new Air and the new Pro.
Good thing to point out, because a lot of people would just assume, well, if I can't use Apple Pencil 2, I won't be able to use the USB-C Apple Pencil. Yes, you're correct. You can use that. I'm not a big fan of the USB-C Apple Pencil. However, that's because giving up the features of Apple Pencil 2 that you give up to have that isn't worth it to me.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah, my feeling is, are you doing anything creative, artistic, where pressure sensitivity matters? If the answer is yes, then you need Apple Pencil 2 or Apple Pencil Pro, depending on which iPad you have. If you're using it for like basic navigation stuff, you're writing notes, then Apple Pencil USB-C for $80 is a totally reasonable option.
Here is the haptic feedback. I don't know if I'd kill for it. I'd maim for it. Anyway, would be...
That's fair.
Would be having a paper-like texture when you're moving it. When you're rolling over the glass, if the pencil could fake the texture of paper, that would be freaking lovely. And I feel like that's something that Apple could do.
Yeah, I think they'd have to change the material for the tip itself so that it offers a little more drag. But yeah, I mean,
no, they know that it's dragging. They know what it's dragging on. They know how fast it's dragging. They know how long it's dragging.
The difference between faking that feel and actually having the physical pull against the stylus as you're moving, that's a thing that you can't duplicate with haptic feedback.
I think that Apple
could get close.
I think Apple could get really close. Really close. And it would be a lot better than not.
Okay, I will grant you that.
I accept your apology.
That said, I will still continue to use rock, paper, pencil and be happier for it. Now, I'm saying that, and I'm still going to go into the Apple store as soon as the new iPad Pro models are available and play with the Nano Texture Glass and an Apple Pencil Pro and see how that feels to me.
Good. All right. I look forward to your report.
Oh, I will absolutely report back.
I mean,
my guess is that at least two other people will want to hear what I think.
I bet it's a lot more than that. And I mean, I'm the type who has gotten an Apple Pencil at least twice, maybe three times, and I end up not using them. Like I want to use them. I want to be a person that can use the stylus. And yet I don't, despite having them. Which is, you know, a very privileged position, to be sure. I want to be mm-hmm. clear about that.
Yeah, and then here I am with my first gen Apple Pencil, which I use on my iPad Pro 10-inch. So it's the last iPad that had Touch ID on it. And then I've got my Apple Pencil 2 that I use on my third-gen iPad Pro and on my iPad Mini 6.
Like an animal, yes.
And, yes, I know, like an animal, because I'm using the same Apple Pencil on two iPads. Why do I not have a second Apple Pencil?
Oh, my God.
So I can have one for each.
Good Lord.
Brian, this is the cross I bear.
This checks out. And I feel like I'm compelled to say, because that seems like the spot to cut this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And that's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add or question, you can write us at podcast. Gosh, dang it. You can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. You know, I could change. You know what? I'm gonna change this right now. Context Machine
Pod. Oh, I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying I'm changing it right now and you're making an alias for the email address.
No. That would be so funny. Rather than change the
script notes, actually create an alternate email address.
That does seem like something I might do. Anyway, you can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. You can find me at GeekTales, and you can find Jeff.
Yes, you can, because I'm not that fast. No, you can find me. I'm at Jay Gamut on the various socials.
Our bandwidth is provided by Cashlight, which we appreciate. The bass is recorded by Dr. Boom just for the show. And that is, in fact, all for this week, man. What do you say?
I say, do, 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 do. How did I do?
Not so good.
Well, I'm not Dr. Boom.